Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota by any chance?
Pardon me, I missed that last part.
No problem. If you are a legal resident of Minnesota?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yeah.
Okay, great. In your opinion, ma'am, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I don't know. I've been busy helping people who have personal problems.
I understand. But in your opinion, is there something that you would like to say?
Maybe inflation.
All right. Let me get that one. Okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue in your opinion?
Water.
All right. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Making our water clean and protecting clean water that we have.
All right. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? First one is mining. Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know that I have enough information to answer that.
All right, no problem. What about electric utilities?
They're doing a very good job.
All right. Would you say excellent then?
What's right below excellent?
Good.
Yeah, good.
All right. What about medical manufacturing?
I think that's good.
All right. What about refining?
Say that again, please.
Refining.
Refining. I don't know enough information about that.
No problem. Forest products. How will you rate it?
I think okay.
All right. Would you say that just fair or good?
Fair.
All right. And what about agriculture and farming?
Good.
All right. Very good. Let me move on. Now, same options. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? U.S. Forest Service, how would you rate it?
Oh, boy. I don't have any information about that.
No problem. What about
you understand, I can't, if I don't know any specifics, I won't answer.
You're fine, no problem.
I won't just make it up.
That's okay. And that's an answer, no problem, okay?
Okay.
So, county land departments, how would you rate it?
I don't know.
All right, no problem. Environmental groups?
I think some environmental groups go too far.
Okay.
So I don't know what answer you have for that.
Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
All right. What about forest and timber industries?
I don't know.
All right, no problem. And what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
For the most part, I think they do a good job.
Okay. All right, let me move on.
My husband should be answering these questions.
All right.
He would know more about.
No problem. Like right. I said, if you tell me I don't know, that's fine. I'll take it as an answer. No problem. So let me move on. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
I think it's very important.
All right, thank you. What about how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say is it very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
I'll put somewhat.
All right, thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
I think it's more.
All right, thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Well, if we talked about just straight numbers, I know there are a lot of bigger trees that we have less bigger, big trees.
Okay.
But you're asking about the number of trees.
Correct.
I don't know.
All right. No problem. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Well, they're ending their own occupation if they don't plant enough trees that grow fast enough to be able to keep harvesting, I suppose. I don't think there are enough to keep it going like it is, no.
All right.
But I don't know that for a fact. I don't have a fact to
support
that.
All right. No problem. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say is it positive, no impact, or negative impact?
Well, it depends on what they do, you know, where we go up north, you know, they cut down a section of trees, then they plant new ones. The deer likes the smaller branches, so that would be a plus, but until the trees get big enough, they don't really offer protection for some of the other animals, so there's not really it's hard to say that it's all positive or all negative.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I don't think that you can, no.
All right. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes, I can.
All right, thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
In the natural parks and stuff?
Pretty much exactly the set aside wilderness or recreation, but the forest land.
Yikes. I would like to say no, I would not like it, but I know that the trees get old and die, and so then that wood is wasted if you don't actually take it and use it.
All right.
It depends on how ethical the company is that's doing it.
All right. So will you keep on the yes or the no?
You have questions that are really difficult to be yes and no. No.
All right, thank you. Now, I'm sorry.
If I have to pick, I pick no.
All right, thank you. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
So it's wood chips, and so it's like the residue of when they cut the lumber and cut it apart. There's wood chips and stuff that fall.
Correct.
When you burn the wood, then it pollutes the air. Maybe a little bit, but no, otherwise no.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I would rather not.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or hear any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
I am not.
You are? Okay.
I am not. No.
You're not. I'm sorry. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Right. Now, let me read this statement. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy? What do you think?
Minor. Minor.
Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problems is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Aren't those positions, aren't those courses already offered through tech schools?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Wouldn't the courses that people would sign up for, aren't they already offered through community technology schools?
Not really sure, ma'am, to answer that.
So the question was, would I approve of more money being spent than what's already being spent?
Exactly. The question is, like, if you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forests and industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs. Probably there is no tax right now for that.
There is no tax, okay.
Probably, I don't know. Like I said, no.
Then I would say not extra from what is already being offered in the technical schools, where they teach kids how to drive big trucks and do whatever is all involved.
Okay.
Just to whatever they regularly do to support the technical colleges.
Understood. All right, let me move on then. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities, providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classrooms outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Did you say rural?
Yes.
And forest?
Correct.
Not just only forest.
Correct. It's rural economies, forests, and forest industries, pretty much.
All right. I would say yes to that.
Okay.
Because it's not just the forest industry.
All right. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Here's the first one. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
The producers and what?
And mills, pretty much. So would you support or oppose?
I don't know what that would all entail.
No problem. Let me move on to the next one. Now, would you support or oppose the increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities?
Yeah.
All right. Same options. We'll work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose?
Well, that needs to be for everybody.
All right. That means you...
Yeah, I guess, yes.
All right. All right. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Would you support or oppose that?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Now, finally, we have a few questions about you and your household, and we're done. So what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's degree plus credit.
All right. Thank you. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 up.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, or farm or rural?
It's borderline suburban rural.
All right. Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000?
Oh, I won't give that information out.
No problem. That's okay. And do you consider your political views to be liberal or progressive, moderate, or conservative?
moderate.
Thank you. And which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education, or government, a blue-collar
professional. I'm a retired, it'd be education.
Okay, got you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. Well, that actually concludes the survey for today. I really appreciate your time here, ma'am, and hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.